Hello friends, welcome to this new book on financial technology solutions. A very, very important book to keep in pace with the modern technology. In fact, financial technology has taken birth after the marriage of advanced technology and innovative financial services. The financial technology has caused disruption into the finance world. In this book, we are not only going to understand the evolution of financial technology, but we are also going to understand finer details about financial technology, such as the different verticals into which the financial technology has disrupted. We are going to understand what exactly is financial technology, what is the latest advanced technology, what is a blockchain, what is a cryptocurrency, what is a cybersecurity. That's not all. We are also going to understand the fintech business models. Because when we talk about fintech solutions, the new startups as well as established players are into the business, which are helping out the traditional financial institutions as well as the new financial institutions to launch innovative service, provide convenience, different qualities, the higher qualities of services, and that's how in turn bringing out an enhanced productivity and profitability for organizations driven by financial technology. This entire book is divided into 9 chapters, and we are going to start with the chapter number 1, which is going to give you a beautiful description of the financial technology ecosystems. What is the basic meaning of financial technology? What's the difference between financial technology and financial technology solutions? What are the different components? Where all is financial technology driven? What is the status of financial technology in India? And a lot more on to it. The learning objective of this chapter is to help you understand the evolution and growth of financial technology solutions, along with the rapidly growing trends of the fintech infiltrating most areas of commerce. It will also help you figure out the forces behind the rise of financial technology solutions. So what are you going to study in this chapter or learn in this chapter? It will give you a basic introduction to financial technology. It will trace out the evolution of fintech and bring it to the present 21st century level. It will help you understand what is fintech, what are the fintech themes, the difference between the financial technology and financial technology solutions, the fintech disruptors, companies from all sizes that are entering into the financial technology solutions, the components of financial technology ecosystems, the fintech platforms, the fintech infrastructure, the fintech hubs, and the risk faced by the fintech. So this chapter is going to make you familiar with many, many concepts of fintech, and will also help you understand how the fintech has evolved over a period of time. So friends, let's begin with the introduction. Technology is becoming more central and imperative in the finance industry. Fintech is shaping itself as an industry composed of companies that use new technology and innovation to leverage available resources to compete with the traditional financial institutions and intermediaries in delivering the financial services. Fintech helps traditional financial services distributors to automate and improvise that delivery system to gain a larger market share. Financial technology has emerged with the marriage of information technology and innovative financial services. The flourishing effect of the fintech startups has been catalyzed by increasing consumer demand for digital financial products. Financial institutions are finding new ways to lead the disruption of the financial ecosystem and to deliver better service at better prices to the consumers. The global markets are experiencing a surge in the growth of fintech startups. So having a brief introduction on the fintech, let's trace out the evolution of fintech. Financial technology ecosystem has evolved with the disruptions created by technology in the finance space. Fintech origins can trace back to the 1860s. What happened in 1860? The pantelegraph was developed by Giovanni Caselli in the 1860s to verify the signature in banking transactions. Thereafter, in the 1880s, the charge coins and the metallic coins were used by consumers and merchants to exchange goods and services for credit. In the 1900s, more financial innovations happened than the 1800s. Electronic fund transfer with the help of telegraph and Morse code was introduced in 1918. However, with advanced technology, this process shifted from telegraphy to computer operations during this decade. Credit cards and ATMs were introduced in the 1950s and 1960s respectively. The telex market or the telex network replaced the telegraph system to exchange long-distance communication in 1966. The digital stock exchanges and the SWIFT, that is Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, facilitating a large volume of cross-border payments between financial institutions, were established in the 1970s. Mainframe computers gave birth to online banking in the 1980s. The e-commerce business models flourished with massive usage of the internet in the 1900s. PayPal launched the first online payment system in 1998. The P2P platforms were introduced in 1999. A peer-to-peer, that is P2P service, is a decentralized platform that enables two parties to interact without any third-party intermediation. The peer-to-peer platform enables the payment processing at a lower transaction cost. Individuals and business entities can borrow and lend money with the P2P lending. So having understood the evolution, the next important phase is of the reforms. The financial sector reforms boosted the growth of the fintech startups. Fintech changed the face of the traditional banking system to the high-tech, centrally digitized platforms and the core banking solution. Most financial institutions could offer online banking channels with alternate distribution systems to facilitate 24/7, 365 days convenience banking by the year 2000, which is considered to be a golden phase in the financial space. Then came the customer relationship management. Customer relationship management applications helped digitization and interaction with internal and external customers in the 21st century. The financial markets got a new handle for mass penetration with the help of smartphones in 2005. In 2008, Satoshi Nakamoto introduced the world to the first Bitcoin. Bitcoin is considered to be the first cryptocurrency. Digital wallets brought in a new dimension. The digital wallets introduced in 2011 enabled people to do financial transactions by storing money on their digital wallets powered by financial applications. Google Pay and Apple Pay were introduced in 2011 and 2014 respectively. Smartphones user could use near-field communication chips to make the payments. And in 2017, facial recognition payments allowed users to pay their bills by smiling at a 3D camera hosted by the merchant. A total new dimension with the RPA and the AI. The fintech markets surged in 2019 with the advances in artificial intelligence and robotic process automation. Artificial intelligence has influenced our routine activities with intelligent agents. A chatbot is the best example of an AI program. A chatbot uses the natural language processing to communicate in human language through a text or verbal interaction. Voice interoperability was launched in 2019 to provide choice and flexibility to the users by making use of multiple interoperable voice services. And emerged a new fintech space with high tech in the 21st century. Fintech and mobile banking services flourished in 2020s. Biometric security systems are used to address the concerns of cyber crimes. The cloud computing concept, which emerged from the time sharing process in the 1960s, is getting top priority and enhanced popularity in 2021. Cloud computing enables the delivery of hosted services over the internet. In 2022, fintechs launched apps that were leveraged to offer banking services to unbanked, underbanked, poor and literate people residing in the backward areas. Open banking concept became more popular, which enables a concert view of accounts, better financial decision making, and long-term wealth generation. The RegTech, with the help of big data and machine learning technology, is helping the regulators to trace and track money laundering activities and ensure compliance by the fintech. So friends, with this, we have got a beautiful tracing of the evolution of fintech right from the 1860s till the 21st century. Now we will try to understand more finer details about fintech, starting with what is fintech. Before we dive deeper into financial technology solutions, let us first understand what is fintech. Fintech is a shortened version of the phrase financial technology. And why was it created? It was created in the new emerging financial services sector through the intersection of financial services and technology. Fintech was originally applied to the back-end processing of financial institution because back office wanted to do specifically non-face-to-face customers' transactions so that the front office can give more time. However, with the growth and development of trade and business, the application of fintech has been expanded. Fintech businesses are occupying a new niche in an existing market and often transcends the transitional boundaries. Financial technology covers many different sectors, including money, investing, funding, transfers, and payments. However, the technological innovations have also been made in education, retail banking, financial literacy, and the cryptocurrencies. So friends, now it's the time to understand the fintech revolution. What is fintech revolution? Fintech revolution has introduced colossal changes in the modern payment space and is poised to be a threat to the traditional banking. However, traditional bankers have also understood the value of financial technology and are proactively taking help from fintech to boost their businesses, and hence the new startups or the technology-driven establishments, organizations, and the traditional bankers or financial institutions are actually developing with newer technology to get a larger market share in the financial space. Financial businesses are forced to initiate and sustain the fintech disruptions. Let us understand this famous quote by Charles Darwin: "It is not the strongest of the species that survives, not the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is the most adaptable to change. And the change that is brought by the fintech disruption, one has to quickly adapt to it. Otherwise, sooner or later, they may vanish from the market. The intense and the quick growth of creative platform-based businesses, the advent of the brand new financial technologies, and the increase in the customer expectations are forcing countless financial businesses to initiate and sustain the fintech disruptions. Business entities with a growth mindset have opportunities to fast forward their systems and processes to adapt to the innovation rather than fight against it. The major advantages of fintech can be, number one, quick funding by the P2P platforms. All the processes can be done online with lesser cost and minimal documentation. The second major advantage of fintech is personalized experience for the customers. Fintech is effectively using your personalization strategies to attract new and retain existing customers by leveraging big data and artificial intelligence. Number three major advantage of fintech is risk management. Fintech has created innovative tools with automation and machine learning to score through thousands of data points to identify the risk faced by the businesses and prevent or cure it as the case may be. The fourth major advantage of fintech is controlled access and streamlines operations. Fintech has automated the digital processes and enabled users to get instant access to any transaction or information available on the digital platforms. The best part of financial technology is the control of financial information through need-based access. The fifth important advantage of fintech is improved customer service. Customers are getting 24/7 dedicated customer support and improved service due to the increased efficiency and productivity of the financial services. Fintechs operate multilingual websites. The multilingual websites provide choices to the people belonging to different regions to operate in a language of their choice. The seventh major advantage of fintech is reduction of cost. The new age technologies are successful in reducing the overall cost in spite of heavy initial investments. And another important advantage of fintech is rise in revenue. Multiple digital platforms with automation of financial services have created newer sources of revenue. So friends, having understood what is fintech, what are the major advantages of fintech, now let us understand the various fintech themes. The fintech landscape has been developed with a broad range of financial technologies and digital payments coupled with continued innovation based on consumer expectations. And hence, fintech presents a number of significant opportunities for product developers and marketers at firms of all sizes. In fact, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused an acceleration in the adoption of digital financial services and the e-commerce. So let us understand what is a fintech theme. The consumer insights, data, and recent market trends are impacting the world of fintech in 2023 and even potentially beyond. Banks and financial institutions have realized that the muscle of a fintech needs to be used to bring improvements in the financial services of all the segments beyond just millennials and the affluent. There is a big opportunity and challenge to find different ways to support the clients in the unbanked, underbanked, or less tech-savvy financial space. Now, what could be the reasons for the fintech to collaborate with banks and financial institutions rather than competing? The first major reason is local and global compliance. The second, complement each other with skills and expertise so that both can prosper. Third, share resources and reduce their overall cost. Once again, beneficial for both. Working together for innovation will enable fintech to develop new products and services which they could not develop on their own. So a partnership between two, sharing of resources and expertise, can bring up new products which either of them could not do on their own. Leverage each other's strengths for better market positioning to capture a larger market share in spite of cutthroat competition. There are some more reasons, such as creating user-friendly and efficient solutions for improved customer experience, improve efficiency, and increase customer satisfaction and loyalty. Fintechs can thus drive greater success with collaboration. Another important thing for fintech is innovation. Innovation is critical to the growth and success of fintech, as they have to look for new ways to provide more convenient, faster, and more accessible financial services. Innovation in fintech can help meet the increasing consumer demands and provide need-based products and services with features never dreamt of by them. Fintechs must not just innovate, but continuously innovate to stay ahead of their competitors. Only then can they differentiate themselves and offer unique products and services that can attract and retain the customers. Innovation in technology can also help them to improve their operational efficiency by developing more efficient processes, which reduces cost and increases the bottom lines. Fintech companies have to prioritize innovation for better positioning, growth, and success in an increasingly competitive and rapidly evolving industry. Now, friends, this is very important to note. Fintechs rely heavily on technology. Fintechs rely heavily on technology, as technology is the lifeblood of fintech. Technology continues to evolve. An update recently introduced technology in a very short time. The life cycle of advanced technology is reducing. The 4G is getting replaced with 5G, and who knows which G will replace 5G too. And hence, innovation is the key mantra for fintech companies to create more robust and efficient solutions. Fintech companies are striving hard to leverage their vast technology infrastructure and customer base to drive the financial innovation and growth. Advanced technology infrastructure, including cloud computing, big data analytics, artificial intelligence, is strategically utilized for improving the financial services and offering faster, more secure, and more efficient financial services. New products, services, payment solutions, and investment services are provided to the existing massive customer base. There is an important role by the tech giants. The tech giants, who have the ability to collect and analyze vast amount of data, can gain insights into customer behavior and preferences, which can be leveraged to improve financial services and offer more personalized products. Some of the eligible fintech can enter into partnership with financial institutions to provide new services with customer delight. The tech giants who have the financial resources to invest in and acquire fintech startups can help drive innovation and growth in the financial industry by scaling their solutions and reaching a broader customer base. Tech giants can thus become financial business drivers by leveraging their technology infrastructure to drive innovation in the industry, to offer new financial services and improve the existing ones.